Hello and welcome. This is Chrisanne from Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. And today we are going to be doing the predictions for this week. My psychic predictions of what I see is going to happen for us this week. And I am also going to be using the Mystic Art Medicine cards, which is what we used last week. Now, this week's predictions cover January 9th through January 15th of 2022. So let's get started. I'm going to shuffle the cards and let's see what we get that comes to us this week. Okay. So actually, this is quite interesting because before I start the recording for my podcast, I download the information on what the crystals are for the week. So this card that just came up is the card of grief, and it's very indicative of the crystals that I've already pulled that I will be talking about in a few moments. So this grief card is talking about recognizing what is no longer working for us, letting it go. You know, the process of grief is a very obviously emotional process, and it is something that takes time. We need to give ourselves credit for grief. We need to allow ourselves time to grieve. The act of grieving can be very powerful and cleansing. You are releasing something that no longer serves you, or no longer in your life, or no longer part of your life in that way that we knew it. Grief takes many forms. It is okay to grieve, but you cannot be stuck in that grief moment forever. You are still on this plane. You are still having a human experience. And there does come a time where you need to be able to move on from that and into a better light, a better situation, a better time frame. Okay, so that's the first card. The second card is the card of creation. And this is saying that this is a really powerful time. Once we move past what's no longer serving us, that we can create new, much like a phoenix rising through the ashes, we have this time that we can create. What is it that we want? What is it that we want to create? What is it that we are looking forward to? Not only is this the card of creation, but this is also the card of manifestation, manifesting what it is that you want and putting wings to that, making it happen. Very cool. All right, the next card, and this is going to be the last card that I'm going to pull, is the card of intention. What is our intention? What is our manifestation? What is our creation? We need, once again, to put wings to it. By figuring out what your intention is, and 9 times out of 10, it's coming from a pure place of nothing but love and light. By recognizing what that intention is, then we can move forward. Because whatever your intention is a very broader scope of a smaller thing. So it's okay to look at that broader scope and then narrow it down. Very cool. Let's give you a little bit more insight into this week by talking about the crystals for this week. I have received information on 4 crystals for this week. The first one is smoky quartz, and that's the one that I was saying is very akin to the first card that I pulled, the grief card. Smoky quartz for us this week is all about clearing, releasing, and letting go. And in this case, smoky quartz is going to be on your right-hand side. Remember, I've said in the past, your left-hand side brings the energy in, your right-hand side lets the energy out. So whether it be you're wearing a rose quartz ring, you're wearing a rose quartz bracelet, you have a piece of rose quartz on your right-hand side, all of these right hand side, letting go of that grief, letting go of that energy, letting go of those blockages. You know, we are still within the energy of the new year, and there are things from last year or years or lifetimes that we may need to let go of that might be coming clear to us right now. And as they become clear and we recognize that they are no longer serving us, this is the perfect time to let it go. And that's what smoky quartz is going to do for us. Smoky quartz is sometimes very overlooked on how powerful it really can be. It's a wonderful clearer. It's a wonderful letting go stone. The next stone that I got information on that we need for this week is ruby in zoisite. Ruby in zoisite is a beautiful, lovely stone. Once again, it can be an overlooked stone. This is telling us for this week that this is the stone of passion, and it's the stone of patience. Passion, because it is a heart-based stone, it deals with your heart chakra, but it is also teaching us patience. Just because we want to clear something, just because we want to manifest something, just because we want to put wings to something, doesn't mean it works in our time frame. It works in the best time frame, the highest and best good, the universe's divine order of whatever is best for us. Yeah, much to our chagrin, I know. The next one is iron pyrite. Iron pyrite is also known as fool's gold. It can be a very grounding stone, and a lot of times we need to ground into what it is that we want and embrace that. But also, it is fool's gold. Be careful of all that glitters. It may not be gold. Be careful of what you think you might want. It may not actually be within your highest and best good. So with iron pyrite coming up, it's just a little, hey, heads up, pay attention, keep both eyes open. That's what iron pyrite is telling me. And then the last stone for this week is clear quartz. Now, clear quartz, once again, very easy stone to find. All of these are super easy stones to find this week. Very easy stone to find. And clear quartz is going to be your generator. It's a boost. It's a plus one to all the other stones that we're carrying. Now, we talked about the smoky quartz being on the right-hand side. I would add the clear quartz to the right-hand side. And I would keep the ruby and zoisite and the iron pyrite on the left-hand side. So we have two and two. So we're sort of balanced this week, a little differently than other weeks. But we have the love stuff coming in, and we have the letting go of stuff on the other side. So let's see how that works for you. So smoky quartz, ruby and zoisite, iron pyrite, and clear quartz. Hey, I hope everybody has a fantastic week. Come back and check me next week. And also, if you're interested in stones and you're having a hard time finding them, check out my website, www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. I have a whole collection of crystals there. I have much more than what's actually posted on my website. So if there's ever something that you're looking for and you don't see it there, it's okay to send me a message. Hey, you can email me. Once again, that's elementalenergieswithchrisanne@gmail.com. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful week. Be free.